Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. On this evening, we will be streaming live the 37th Annual Youth Congress of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. And we're so glad that you tuned in on this evening. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and switch over. Let me check to see what's going on. Right now, there is music being played until we actually get started. But I just want to take this time to say that you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And I'm the Watch Care Minister of Holy Temple Church of God, located here in Baltimore, Maryland. And Holy Temple is a branch of our headquarters church, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, which is in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is our president. I do just want to also take this time to acknowledge our late vice president, Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., who was also the pastor of Victor Temple Church of God, located in Jacksonville, Florida. And we truly thank God for his beautiful companion and family who he left behind. But we do thank God for the services that he gave. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for all of you. So at this time, let's get ready to have a great time in the Lord. And go ahead and get your shouting shoes. Get ready to sing. Praise the Lord. Our youth will be going forth during this weekend. So starting tonight, the Youth Congress begins and convenes throughout Sunday, if it be the Lord's will. So at this time, I'm going to switch on over to the live service in progress.
God made the world out of nothing. Dig up the deep blue sea. There is nothing too hard for God. Yes, yes. There is nothing too hard for God. No, no, nothing too hard for God. He made the world out of nothing. He dig out the deep blue sea. There is nothing too hard for God. Church, there is nothing too hard for God. Lord, there is nothing too hard for God. He made the world out of nothing. He dig out the deep blue sea. There is nothing too hard for God. We believe it, church. There is nothing too hard for God. No, no, there is nothing too hard for my God. He made the world out of nothing. He digged out the deep blue sea. There is nothing too hard for God. You know there's nothing too hard for God. We just thank God for all of you once again. And this time we're going to go on and we're going to have our opening prayer. And our opening prayer is to be led by other Mark Hogg from Athens, Georgia, True Holiness Temple. Are you on the line, Pastor Mark?
Yes. God bless
you. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Out there, everyone. Amen. On the line tonight, we first give unto God, amen, the head of our life. Amen.
The recording has started.
Pastor Jackson, amen. To all of you on the line, all the ministerial staff, your love, late overseer, amen, general overseer, Pastor Hogs, and Southern District Overseer, Vice President, amen, late Pastor Marshall, Mother Marshall, all the mothers, Mother Tyler, Mother Austin, all of you on the line. Amen. Let us go in prayer, if you will. Amen. This 37th Annual Youth Congress, we praise God for bringing us this far. In the name of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you tonight. We thank you for being God. Besides it, there is no other. We thank you, Lord, for thy son, Jesus, who suffered, bled, and died at the cross of Calvary that we might live. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. towards us. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask you to look on us right now, one by one and name by name. Every listening ear on the line tonight, Father, touch every heart, every mind and soul. In the name of Jesus, let sins be forgiven. Blot out transgressions. Wash away iniquity. We know you're able, Father. Thine will be done, O God, in earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, we're looking to you, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Indeed, that we put all of our trust in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to bless throughout this youth congress, throughout the services, throughout the weekend as a whole. Look on our young people, God, all of the youth, northern and southern districts, one by one and name by name. Lord, we pray you touch them right now. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord. Heal and deliver, God. We know you're able, Father. Thank you, Father. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Use it for your will and your glory. In the name of Jesus, help them to be all that you called them to be. Jesus, we're trusting in you, Lord. We're leaning on you, Lord. You are everlasting arm. You are soon coming deliverer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you're able, Father. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless the youth coordinators. Father, those in the northern, those in the southern district as a whole. Oh, God, one by one and name by name. Continue to crown them with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Oh, God, show unto them wisdom and revelation that they may lead thy young people even ever more continuously. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray you look on all those that are on the prayer list. One by one and name by name. Remember each and every one of them, Lord. The bereaved families as a whole, Father, we pray for them. We lift them up before you right now. We pray you strengthen them in this time. Stay in the course of them. Take them through the Bible stars. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Father. Keep us in the center of thy will. Hold us in the hollow of thine hand. We thank you tonight. We thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for this 37th Annual Youth Congress. Father, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Find every work of darkness. Find the works of the adversary. Destroy the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. And we'll give thy name the praise. We'll glorify thy name eternally. And we'll thank you forevermore. And we ask these and all blessings of thee. We declare it and decree it to be so right now, according to your word, Lord, and according to thy will. And we count it as done. We ask it to be in the mighty name of Jesus, of the Father and of the Son and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that beautiful word of prayer coming to our dear Elder Pastor Mark of True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia. We give God praise for what he has done. We thank God for you all. And this time, we're going to ask this Benita Hogs to favor us with a selection and dedication to our youth. Ms. Magdalena Hawks?
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank God for Sister Anita Hall, who's not quite on right now. We want to ask Missionary Myrtle Hall to give us a selection if she doesn't mind.
You made a way.
Yes.
When our backs was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. I don't know how, but you did it. You made a way. When our backs was against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made away, standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. You got this figured out. You're in control now. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. And now you move mountains. You cause the walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. Now we're standing here. Now we're standing here. Now we're standing here only because you made a way. Now you move a mountain. You cause a wall to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. Now we're standing here. Now we're standing here. Now we're standing here only because you made a way.
Amen, amen. We thank God for that beautiful selection. It comes from Missionary Myrtle Huff from Deliverance Temple in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. We thank God for that beautiful selection. We know that God, he continues to make ways for us. We thank God for all things. And this time, we're going to ask Wyatt. Wyatt to come and read us our opening scripture. He's going to be reading from the 149th number of Psalms. Okay, Wyatt.
Unto the Lord, a song of praise. Congregation of saints. Let me and let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the and let them sing praise unto him with the tender and hark for the Lord take this measure. And in his people, he will
beautify
those with salvation.
We thank God for Wyatt coming forth and singing, reading the scripture, the 149th number of Psalms. And repeat from Wyatt. It says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him and with the timbre and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. We thank God for that reading from the 149th number of Psalms, the first throughout the fourth verses. May God add a blessing to his word. And most of all, may you have been blessed through the word of God today. And I thank God for all that. We thank God for the 37th Annual Youth Convention. And we know this is a little different for us due to the pandemic. We usually traveling on the highway. But we do thank God for now and what is now. So we just thank God for all our young people that's on the line. And so this time we're going to turn this part of the service into the hands of Pastor Sharon Simpkins, that she will come forth and go with us to our youth hour. So we have our youth on the line ready to do what they have to do. And our topic for this weekend is I Belong to God. How many of you believe that? Hello? How many of you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. But we're not here for you to just listen to us. We want you to give God praise. Praise the Lord. We might not be in a church or we might not be together, but I'm quite sure that we all have experienced that we was able to give God praise in our home, wherever we are. We can give God praise. So if you think that you've been a little extra happy, put yourself on mute and go ahead and praise the Lord. Then come on back. So I say, if you don't have to put yourself on me, let's just give God the praise. Don't stop the praise because of the telephone line, because he's always worthy to be praised. So we thank God for that. We thank God for our young people. We thank God for our topic for this weekend. I belong to God. We don't belong to the devil. We're not going to give our children to the devil. We're not going to give ourselves to the devil. Why? Because we belong to God. So we thank God for that, and I'm excited about this weekend. My children are excited. Our youth is excited, and it's just so much I can say. But I'm gonna turn this part of the service over to Pastor Sharon Simpkins from Faith Temple in Glassboro, New Jersey. God bless you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. Any youth on the line tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Can I hear youth tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do we have any youth
with
a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We do give honor to the Lord tonight. Amen. First, and I'd like to honor to Pastor Jackson, to my pastor, Pastor Gary Simpkins. Amen to all the saints that are on the line, all the listeners, all the young people. We do give honor to you tonight. Amen. We just come to have a good time in the Lord, whether, amen, we're with one another or we're on the line. Amen. We just want to have a good time. Amen. Because in our youth, when we were young as older adults now, amen, all we knew when we were young just to have a good time. So why not even have a better time with the Lord? Young people, this is your time. This is your hour. This is youth hour, part one. I belong to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have first up, we're going to hear from Wyatt Reagan. I belong to God.
My name is Wyatt Reagan, and I love the Lord. I belong to God because he loves me. I want God to save me.
Can we say praise the Lord, young people? All right. Amen. That's what we have to do, support one another. And we're yet still here to have a good time in the Lord. Amen. There's nothing boring about Jesus. Amen. We're going to have up is Taraji Patterson. Can we say hallelujah, people?
My name is Taraji Patterson, and I love the Lord. I belong to God because he keeps me safe from danger. He protects me from getting sick, and he gave us his only son. I want God to save me.
Let me say thank you, Jesus. Amen. These are all beautiful sayings for the Lord. Amen. These are thoughts that they came up with. Amen. Next we're going to have is Johanna Sifkin.
I belong to God. My name is Johanna Simpkins, and I love the Lord. I belong to God because he died on the cross for me. He protects me. He is my Savior. What do you want God to do? I want God to keep his hand of mercy on me.
Thank you, Jesus. She wants God to keep his hand of mercy upon her. Amen. Next we're going to have is Skylar Simpkin. Let me say, praise the Lord.
My name is Skylar Simpkin. I love the Lord. I belong to God because he hates me. His son died on the cross for our sins. I want the Lord to bless me with a better earth. I want the Lord to give me the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Donna said she wants the Lord to give her the Holy Ghost. And we know that God can do anything. This is what he wants to have, his most precious gift. Amen. Is Kyandra Jackson on the line? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Asia Jackson.
Yes, I'm here.
May I have a selection at this time?
Okay.
Thank you.
Dependable. Dependable God, dependable God. On your solid rock I stand. You're a dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God. Dependable God, the God of a second chance. You're a dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, the God of a second chance, a dependable God. And we'll worship you, oh Lord, no matter how hard it is, situations. You're always there for me. Your love is tangible, God. Oh, the tangible God. On your solid rock, I stand. You're a dependable God.
Jackson. At this time, the next voice you will hear, that'll be of Lyra Patterson. Amen. Still with Youth Hour Part 1. I belong to God.
My name is Lyra Patterson, and I love the Lord. I belong to God because He created me, His Son, and died on the cross for me. I want the Lord to bless me with. With a better life in Him, I want the Lord to give me the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now we're going to hear from Tanasia Webb.
My name is Tanisha, and I love the Lord. I belong to Him because He healed me from cancer. He also healed me because I had COVID. He also healed me because I had a sciatica, and I want God to bless me with COVID.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say thank you, Jesus? He said the Lord healed me. She said the Lord healed her from COVID. Amen. God is a mighty good God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the name of the web. Now we're going to hear from Elijah Patterson. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord. My name is Elijah Patterson, and I love the Lord. I belong to God. Believe because he got me through hard times, and He helped me and He gave me
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Elijah. Amen. He said the Lord was helping him through hard times, and he wants the Lord to bless him more.
Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our young people, amen, that were so willing to, amen, say something for the Lord, amen, and how they believe that they belong to God. And it's important to know that you belong to God. Amen. We thank God for all our young people. Are there any other young people that are on the line, amen, to want to talk to us about, amen, belonging to God? Amen. We'll give you this opportunity. Amen. I belong to God. Amen. Any other young people?
Yes, Devontae Jones.
My name is Devontae Jones, and I love the Lord because he brought us out of situations that could have ended our lives and cut it short.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Can you say that one more time? I can hardly hear you. I want to hear what you're talking about concerning the Lord.
My name is Devontae Jones, and I love the Lord because he brought us out of situations that could have ended our lives and cut it short.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He said the Lord brought him out of situations that could have ended, amen, their life, and that is so true. Amen. God could have cut all of us off. Amen, but he blessed us to live on us right on another day. And we thank God, amen. Thank God for Devontae. Amen. Any other youth? Amen. We don't want to overlook anybody, and we'll apologize if we do, but we're giving you an opportunity. And you have an opportunity, too, on Sunday, if the Lord should say the same, amen, to think about that thought, I belong to God. Why? Why do you feel that you belong to God? Amen. Your opinion matters tonight in the Lord. Amen. We want you to know that we love you tonight, and we thank God for every young person, amen, whether they said something or not, amen. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. And at this time, let us prepare our hearts and our minds, bring our minds in, amen, toward the word of God. Amen. We want our young people to listen up, amen, and pay attention to the word of God. And if you have your Bible, your own personal Bible, we want you to get your Bibles out. Amen. To follow what the word of God is saying so you can see with your own eyes. Amen. You don't have to walk around saying, well, somebody told me, but you can say, I read it for myself. And I believe God has something in the word for you tonight. Amen. So the next voice you'll hear be that, amen, of Minister Troy. Amen. And we're trying to yet train our children. Amen. So we want them to let Mr. Troy know that you love him tonight and know that you appreciate him. And most of all, you love God and appreciate God. So let's greet him, young people, with a hearty amen. Ready? Say amen. Amen. Mr. Troy. Go ahead.
Thank the Lord. Thank God for the young people. And I thank God for this opportunity to come before you and speak in behalf of the Lord. At this time, we're going to go to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to go to the word of God. Most gracious Father, our Father, which art in heaven, I'm asking you to touch us right now. We thank you for this occasion, for this event, for the young people, for this youth Congress. Lord, we thank you for those that are attending, those that are on the line. We thank you for all the young people. Now, Lord, be with them and stand by them as they declaim and they declare that they belong to you. We ask you to keep them in the hollow of their hands. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Now, Lord, send your anointing. Speak to our souls. Speak thy will, that we may live everlasting. And we thank you right now, and we give you praise in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank you. First, giving on to God, to our Pastor Jackson, President of Christian Temple, Assembly Church of God. Thank God for all the mothers and all the elders and all the pastors that belong to this association. And we give you praise. We give God praise and honor for giving us this chance. And I was reading over the program. It says, I belong to God. And we heard the beautiful things that the young people have said and how they feel like they belong to God. You belong to God, young people. And old people and middle-aged people, we all belong to God. We just got to give our lives to him. But if you would notice with me, Isaiah 51, 1 through 3. That's Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. And we're going to read the word of God. We read the Bible, and the Bible reads, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open in the opening of prisons to them that are bound. The second verse says, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. The third verse reads, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Here Isaiah was speaking, and I thought about the subject matter or the theme for this meeting, I belong to God. And here God is letting us know through his prophet Isaiah, and Isaiah began to speak, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. And here, he's letting us know that God is in control. God knows who you are and where you are. And one thing about it, he loves you. And here Isaiah began to preach, began to say, he came to preach good tidings unto the meek, to have sent me to bind up the broken heart, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. So here he's letting us know that God has given us a way out. He's given us liberty. He's given us freedom because you belong to them. Sometimes the devil, he tries to bind us up and captivate our hearts and minds, make us feel sad, make us feel lonely. But God came and sends the preacher to preach good tidings unto you and to preach deliverance. And that's what's needed today, the delivering power of God. And here in Isaiah, this is what he was saying, to the opening of the prison to them that are bound. And in Isaiah 53, in the fifth verse, he said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And here, God is preaching and using Isaiah again to preach deliverance because he's talking to his people. And then in the sixth verse of the same chapter, Isaiah, 53rd chapter, he said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Here God is showing his mercy. God is showing his love. Here he's letting us know that he we as sheep have gone astray. We turn everyone to their own way. But God laid the iniquity of us all upon him. Even though we turned away from God, God made a way that we can have salvation. And the 55th chapter, the 55th, Isaiah 1:18, the Bible says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Here, God is still preaching deliverance. Why? Because we are his. He's not going to see us bound. He's not going to see us captivated. He's not going to see us all tangled up. He's preaching deliverance. And in our scripture text is here in Isaiah, he's showing us this. He's letting us see that he's not going to leave us by ourselves. And he's letting us know that he's not judged, he's not going to hold our sins against us. He said, come now, let us reason together. Isaiah 1:18 says, now come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be red. So he's letting us know, when you speak of scarlet, you speak of crimson, they're deep red colors. Well, scarlet is a deep red color, almost purple. And crimson is a bright red. And if you ever get these stains on your clothes, white clothes, your white dress or your white shirt, and you try to get it out, sometimes blood is like red. And sometimes you get blood on your white clothes, it's hard to get it out. Once it sets in, it's hard to get it. The stain out. There's always some remnant of that stain that stays there. But here Jesus is letting us know, though your sins be as scarlet and crimson, he's going to make them white as snow. Even though we don't deserve it, God is making a way for us that we might can be saved. And this is what God wants us to know, that he is here for us. We belong to him. The devil tries to come and tries to he tries to make us feel like we don't belong. He tries to give us feel depressed and cast down. But God let us know that we are his. He assured us today that God, we belong to God. And one thing about, I thought about the scripture in John 10:10, where it says, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am coming that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Here, the thief, the devil, Satan, he said, the Bible says, the thief coming but to steal. Why you got to steal? Because it don't belong to you. This is what the devil's trying to do with so many young people, so many people all over the world. He's trying to steal their souls. Your soul belongs to God. God made you. God created you. You're property of God. But that old thief, the devil, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief coming not steal. He's trying to take you something that's not yours. When you talk about stealing, that means you take something that don't belong to you. You take it without asking. You take it without permission. You take it without nobody knowing. In the darkness, you come and you try to take it away. And that's the way the devil do. He try to take you away from God, try to take you away from God's service. He try to take you away from what you learned about God. He try to steal you, try to get you out there and get you all tied up, all tangled up, and all messed up. But Jesus begins to let us know, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. You belong to God. One thing about it, the devil trying to steal everybody. He's trying to steal you. He's trying to take you. You don't belong to him. Your soul don't belong to him. It belongs to God. And he's trying to take it away. He's trying to get the Bible and to kill and to destroy. He kill you. Try to kill your spirit. Try to kill you from trying to serve God. Kill that mind from trying to please God. Kill your thoughts of being holy. tried to kill you, and then he utterly destroys you. He's trying to destroy your life. He don't want you to get back to God. You belong to God, and he don't want you to get back to God. He don't want you to be reconciled with God. And this is what it's all about. This is what salvation is all about, being reconciled back to God. One thing about it, the devil don't want you to get reconciled back to God, so he tries to destroy you and end your life. But the devil is alive. He don't have no control over you. All you have to do is come boldly to the throne of grace. Come to God. Be sorry for your sins. I thought about the 15th chapter of St. Luke and the 11th through the 32nd verse, how it tells about the prodigal son. The prodigal son, he thought he knew what he was doing. He thought he knew that what he wanted to do. And he asked his father, if you read this scripture text in Luke 15 and 11, it will let you know he thought he knew what he was doing. And that's what sometimes young people do. They think they know. They think they understand, but they don't understand. Sometimes even people that are of age, they don't understand. But this prodigal son that the Bible speaks of in Luke 15, he asked his father for his belongings. Father wasn't even dead yet. Father hadn't even passed yet. But he wanted his belongings because he thought he wanted to go out there and enjoy life. And the Bible let us know he lived a riotous life. Notice he lived like almost trying to live carefree. He squandered his money. That's what prodigal means. Somebody that squanders. Somebody that's that does not know what they're doing. Somebody that just is wasted and wasteful. But God had mercy on him. And I thought about that scripture, and he went on to say how he went out there. And he lived a riotous life. He thought he had friends. He thought he had it going on, spending all his money, partying, no doubt, and banqueting and all this. And after a while, his money ran out. And when his money ran out, his friends ran out. That's just like the devil. When he uses you and can't use you no more, he throws you away. And that's what they did to him. And after a while, he had to sit among swine, pigs, and feed them. And he thought in his mind to eat what they were eating. And that's a bad thing. When you eat what the pigs eat, or you think about eating what the pigs and swine eat, that's a pretty bad thing. That's nasty stuff. That's the refuge of what other people do and whatnot. But here, he began to come to himself. And he began to think about it. He said, how many hired servants of my father have enough to eat? And he said, and then he began to come to say, I'm going to rise and go back to my father. And this is what he did. He went back to his father. And he began to, the Bible let us know that his father saw him afar off. And he saw him, and he ran and met him and fell upon his neck. He was so happy to see his son back. He was so happy to have him back in his midst. And this is what's needed. We have to be happy when God brings somebody back. And this is about it. It ain't about what they look like. It ain't about what they got on. It ain't about what they did. It ain't about where they've been. But the thing that God brought them back to home. And this is what God wants to do because you belong to him. I don't care what you might do and what you might get into, where you might be. God, you belong to God. Sometimes we think about it and we wonder why these things are happening to us, but you belong to God. No matter what you got yourself into, no matter what your secret sin may be, you might have done a sin, and you don't want nobody to know about it, but God knows about it, and he will forgive you. That's that old devil that John 10 and 10 talks about. He's trying to steal you. He trying to make you feel like there's no hope for you. There's no way out. You can't be saved, but the devil is a liar. You can be saved because you belong to God. You're predestined. This is in our scripture text, our main scripture text in the 51st chapter of Isaiah, in the third verse, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Notice, he's appointing something to you. He's giving you something. This wasn't done at a random, but he planned this. I thought about Elder Calloway of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, the pastor of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He oftentimes says, you ain't here by chance. And you ain't here by a whim. But one thing about it, God has a plan for your life. You may be young, you may be old, but God has a plan for your life. He knows what you need. He knows where you're going. He knows where you're coming from. But God has a plan for your life. You belong to him. The devil tried to make you feel like you're an outcast, that nobody cares, that nobody understands. But God understands, and he has people that understand. He has people that love you. He has people that are concerned about you and your soul. All you got to do is turn back to him. One thing about it, sometimes we grow up in church, and we know the way of holiness, or we know the way of salvation, but the devil try to steal us away from God, get us out there and try to get us to doing things that we know is not right. But one thing about it, all you got to do is say like that prodigal son, I will arise and go back to my father. And this is what you can do today, right now while you're on this phone conference, right now while you're sitting in your chair. I don't know what you're doing, but God knows. You might be sitting in your chair listening. You might be driving down the highway listening on the phone. You might be in your house doing chores and cleaning up. But whatever you're doing, you belong to God. And you can turn to him right where you are, right what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're saying and do that. Turn to God. Give it over to God. Let God fix it for you. Let God make the living. This is what he wants us to do. He wants us to come back. And this is why the Bible let us know, amen, in 2 Corinthians 5:18, he let us know that we have this ministry of reconciliation. He has given us this ministry of reconciliation. This is why we're here. This is why we have this youth conference. This is why we go to church. This is why we testify. This is why we tell our testimony over the telephone conference, because we want people to know that God is able to bring you back to him. We have this ministry of reconciliation. Even back in Isaiah's time, it was about reconciliation. Even down to Genesis, the first book of the Bible, it was all about reconciliation. God loved us so much, he wanted to bring us back. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden and they ate of that forbidden fruit, he put them out. But it was for our reconciliation. If they had no doubt stayed in the garden, they would have ate that light, that tree of life. They would have lived forever, but they would have been living in sin forever. But one thing about it, God put them out of the garden so that they can have a right to the tree of life, so they can have a right to salvation. God was thinking about reconciliation way back in the beginning. Even in our scripture text in Isaiah, God is speaking about reconciliation. And this is what he wanted to know. You can come back to God because you belong to God. I don't care how long you may have been away from the church or been away from God or been away from serving God. You might have moved from where you were, but God still wants to receive you back to himself. It ain't about what people think. You can't worry about what people think. God said he has given us this ministry of reconciliation. He gave it to Isaiah in our main scripture text. He let him know that he's going to give him joy. He's going to give him peace. He's going to give him love in our scripture text. Even for heaviness, he said to give him beauty for ashes. When you were down and out, sometimes we get in a despondent way. And and when people in the olden days, when they were sorry and they were, you know, despondent or whatever, they sat down in sackcloth and ashes. But he was letting them know, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. He's going to take away the sadness. He's going to take away the despondence and give you joy and peace. And this is what it's all about. Even from the beginning, we can say we belong to God. He's been doing this. He's been talking about reconciliation all through our scripture text, talking about how the devil, he came not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus let them know how come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. God just don't want you to exist. God don't want you just to be lingering around. He wants you to have that abundant life, and you can have it tonight. You can have it today. God has it for you. All you got to do is accept him as your personal Savior. Jesus Christ the righteous. This is what he died for. This is why he came. That one thing about it. And I thought about the scripture in Luke also 15 in the fourth verse. When he tells about the parable, and he said, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? This is what God is doing. He wants us to, he's trying to find us. He's trying to go come back and reclaim us. He said, he gave us the parable. Which of you has 100 sheep? 100 sheep, and then one is lost. Sometimes people, they say, well, I'll count that as a loss. Man, they'll let you go out there, and they'll let you stay out there. They don't care about you. Here, the Bible's letting us know in Luke 15 and 4, he said, if he lose one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? One thing about it, God comes and finds it. Sometimes people, they say they love God and say they love their fellow man, but they won't even go across town to check on somebody. They won't even go down the street to be a blessing. They won't even go across the street to tell somebody about Jesus. But one thing about it, we have this ministry of reconciliation. We are here to bring you back to God, to help you find your way back to God. I don't care how far you might have went out, but God wants you to come back home. And this is what it is. You belong to God. The devil trying to steal you. He's trying to kill you. He's trying to make you feel like there's no hope for you. But God wants you to know there is a hope. There is salvation. He and it's in him. And one thing about it, people look at you. They look at you funny. Amen. And Sir Samuel, God began to talk to the prophet Samuel and began to let him look not on his countenance, but man look on the outward appearance. But he said, God looks on the heart. And this is what God does. He looks on that heart. I don't care what you're wearing, how you may look, where you've been coming from. God looks on your heart. I thought about sometimes people, they look on you and they walk by you. They see that your clothes is torn and tattered, and they don't want nothing to do. They walk across the street. Sometimes they're offended by how you smell because you're not able to take care of yourself, and they refuse to help you. But one thing about it, God is not like it. I thought about the prodigal son in the 15th chapter of Luke and 11:32. The Bible says he saw him afar off, and he ran and fell on his neck. Notice he came and hugged him. Now this is a man. He was working in the field with the swine. Now if anybody knew anybody about swine, you know that they're a foul smelling animal. They don't smell too hot. And so he was hanging around them. He was feeding them. So he knew that smell. But his father didn't worry about the smell. He knew that his son had come home. And this is the way we have to be. We can't judge people by the way they look, but we got to let God search the heart. And one thing about it, if God search your heart, he find that you're sorry for your sin, he will gather you. He will come, and he will let you know that you're his. One thing about it, people, that you have to measure up to their standards before they can claim you as a part of their organization or a part of their sect or whatever it may be, or their family even. But one thing about it, God searches your heart. He don't care where you're coming from. He don't care what happened in the past. All he knows is that he loves you, and he wants to give you opportunity for salvation. And this is what God will do for you. This is what God will have for you. If you will let him, he'll give you that salvation. If you will let him, he'll give you that peace and that joy that surpasses all understanding. The world say they got joy, but at the end of that joy, you in more trouble than you started out with. And at the end of that joy, you got more heartache than you started out with. But one thing about it, God will give you that peace because you belong to him. You belong to him. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil trick you. You belong to God. Give your life to God. Give yourself to God. Let God use you. Don't let the devil use you, because he's going to use you. And when he get done with you, he's going to throw you away. But one thing about it, God don't do that. God will give you peace. God will give you the love that you deserve. And in the end, life everlasting. One thing about it, I want you to know that God loves you. And here he was letting us know in our main scripture text, in the third verse of Isaiah 61, he was letting them know to give them beauty for ashes, give you beauty for ashes. And then he said, and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven, that they might be called trees of righteousness. So this is what he predestined for you. This is what God got planned for you. The oil of joy for mourning. The devil has the mourning, but God will give you that joy. And he said the garment of praise for the spirit of heaven. The devil has you heavy. He has your heart heavy. Has your heart broken. But God will give you praise in your heart. In the midst of your troubles, in the midst of everything that's going on, God will give you that unconditional praise. And one thing about it, like I said, God loves you. God cares for you. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants you to receive you back to himself. He said he has given us this ministry of reconciliation. This is why we're here. This is why we have the events that we have. This is why people love you. But the devil tries to make you think people don't care. There's nobody that cares. But God got somebody that cares for you and willing to show you that they care. Unconditionally. You ain't got to earn it. We didn't need it. We didn't do nothing special that God gave us grace. But God gave us grace. God gave us love. God gave us peace. And I think about it, sometimes people, they get kind of high-minded and they feel like they know more than you know, and they feel like they're better than you, and they feel like they can tell you what to do. And because of your stats, or because of how you are, where you come from. But one thing about it, God don't do that. He don't look down on you. He don't cast you down. Man will cast you down. You might be down already, but man will cast you down. But one thing about it, God will lift you up. Remember this. God will lift you up because you belong to him. He's not going to keep you down. He's not going to let you stay down. God's going to lift you up. God bless you, saints. Love you. Hope you have gained something out of this word. But remember the name. You are God's children. You belong to God. And he's here to reconcile you back to him. That means to bring you back. Bring you back. The devil tried to steal you and try to take you away. But God brings you back. He wants to bring you back. Sometimes people, they see you going astray. And they'll let you go on about your business. They won't even say nothing to you. All they'll say is, oh, they know better. But God does more than that. You may know better, but he yet extends his love towards you because you belong to him. God bless you. Send us back into the hands of the moderator.
Amen. Can we say thank God for his word?
Thank God.
Amen. Truly thank God for the word of God, that encouraging message coming through Minister Joyce Johnson. Amen. That we yet belong to God. No matter the circumstances that come or go in our life, no matter how the enemy may make you feel, amen, you belong to God. Amen. You got to remember that old boy is nothing but a bully, but God loves you today. He loves all of us. Amen. He loves us all, and he cares, amen, about each and every one of us. We thank God. We want to encourage Minister Joyce to continue to preach the word of God. Amen. Continue to encourage our young people, amen, and older adults alike. Amen. Because what we need truly is in the word of God. Amen. We thank and praise God. At this time, we're going to call for the invocation. Amen. To be led through Evangelist Martha Calvert at this time.
Praise the Lord. I do thank God for that inspiring message that came from Minister Troy. See, that was a message of inspiration and a message of hope. And I just thank God for the word of God, give honor to God, to my pastor, to our youth leaders, and everyone that's on the phone. We're going to go to God in prayer. And I enjoyed the young people. I heard little Skylar say she wanted God to give her the Holy Ghost. Well, little Skylar, the Holy Ghost is for you and for anybody that wants the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for her. Right now, we're going to go to God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for the message that we belong to you. And we thank you for this ministry of reconciliation. Lord, forgive our sins, though they be many, blot out our transgressions as a thick cloud. Look on us right now, Jesus. Look on our youth, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch their hearts, their mind, and their souls. Where Satan desired to destroy them, Lord, bring them on back in the church, Lord. Those that strayed away, oh, Lord, those that are in the church, save them, Lord, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Raise them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, look on us right now. Stretch out your saving hand. Stretch out thy merciful hand. Oh, my God, you died for the sin of the world. Jesus, look on us right now. Somebody may want to be saved, God, and don't know what to do. Bring them on in the church, Lord. Save them, Lord. Those that went out into the wild, bring them on back home, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save our youth today, God. Those that are in the church, Lord, save them, God. Give them a mind to be saved. Give them a mind to seek your face, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, look on everyone on the phone tonight. Jesus, you know every need, Lord. You know every desire, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, stretch out your hand, God. Please, Lord, move, Lord. Move through the airway, Lord. Move through the telephone line, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. You've lost no power, Lord. You're yet on the throne, God. You can do everything. There's nothing too hard for you. We're looking to you, oh God, the one that said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're looking to you, Lord, and not another, Lord. You're the Savior of the world. You're the great I am, Lord. Oh, Lord, look on us, Jesus. We have a need of you, Lord, both old and young alike. We have a need of more of you, Lord, in our lives, Lord. Take full control of our lives, for we belong to you, Lord. Wherever the devil is, wherever he has touched our lives, destroy that lie, Lord. Loose every shackle, Lord. Destroy every yoke, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at those that are sick and afflicted in their bodies. Please, Lord, those that may be heavy with bereavement, oh, Lord, lift heavy burdens tonight in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the speaker of the hour. Encourage his heart. Help him to do thy will. Strengthen our president. Strengthen our youth leaders. Help them to do your will, oh, God. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you tonight, oh, Lord, for your mercy, Lord. For your goodness and your kindness, grace above grace, grace we don't even deserve, Lord, mercy we don't even deserve. We thank you for mercy, thank you for sparing our lives in the name of Jesus. It could have been another way, but you spared us one more time. And Lord, we thank you, God. We give your name glory. We give your name honor and praise. Not unto us, O God, but unto you, Lord. We give glory and honor unto thee. Continue to bless this youth Congress. Oh, Lord, bless it in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, save our young people in the name of Jesus. Let them see that holiness and godliness is the way to go, is the right way to go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for each and every one of them. Lord, keep them under the blood. Keep them safe as they go to the schools, wherever they may go. Keep them under the blood. Keep a protective arm of love around them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give your name glory and honor and praise. All these things I ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. We're going to turn this service back over to the hands of Elder Sharon.
Amen. Truly, we thank God. Amen. For prayer. Martha. Amen. At this time, we're going to allow time for remarks. Amen. Bringing our ministers, evangelists, amen, to bear up the word of God on tonight. You may do so at this time.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Minister Troy, telling us that we belong to God. And he said a lot of beautiful things, and I like what he said when he brought out why the enemy had to steal. And he said it was because we don't belong to him, but we belong to God. Beautiful, beautiful message. Minister Troy, be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. Thank God for the beautiful, inspiring message on tonight. Amen. Coming to Minister Johnson. Amen. And of the truth, he preached out of his soul, told the truth. Amen. Really took the time and broke the word of God down so that everybody that heard it tonight on the line is without excuse. Amen. We bless the Lord for the beautiful message. I encourage Minister Johnson. Amen. Keep on preaching the word of God. Keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. Amen. I say to the young people, be encouraged. As the word of God say, I belong to God. Amen. Continue to seek the Lord. Continue to trust God. Amen. Even in your youth, and God will see you through. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. You know, we give praise and honor tonight to our President, Pastor Jackson.
Bless you.
Praise God. Amen. For all our pastor, minister, evangelist, mothers, thanks. Amen. To everyone on the line on tonight, we thank God for the beautiful message coming through Minister Johnson. As the fourth stated, he preached. Amen. Very encouraging message, letting us know that we belong to God. I belong to God. Amen. I just want to encourage him. Continue. Let the Lord have his way and continue to preach the word of God. We want to encourage our youth, amen, to seek the Lord, amen, while he may be found, and call on him while he is near. Amen. We encourage them, amen, continue to look to the Lord and be encouraged, amen. Let's continue to pray for our youth, amen. Thank God for our youth president, amen, Sister Alice, Missionary Alice, and all those that are on the youth. Praise God. We thank God for you. Amen. So continue to pray. Amen. My strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I thank God for this great youth Congress convention. I do honor Pastor Jackson, to whom honor is due. I do thank the Lord also for all of the radio listeners on my show tonight. And I'm so glad that you tuned in to this live streamed show service on tonight. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for the beautiful message coming through Minister Johnson, preaching and encouraging us through the word of God, letting us know that we belong to God. And I just want to say to the young people to be encouraged and don't let the enemy trick you and make you think that you don't belong to God, because you do. And I like how he brought out concerning the prodigal son, the one that had gotten lost. And sometimes young people, they grow up and they lose their way. But I want you to know that you can come back to the Lord. God
has given us that ministry of reconciliation. His arms are outstretched. If you feel like you got away too far, you got off track, you feel lost, you can return to the Lord and he will welcome you with open arms. I truly enjoyed the message and I want to encourage Minister Johnson to continue to preach the word of God and to everyone. Let us take this word in and be encouraged. God bless you.
And praise the word of God tonight. Praise God for the messenger. I want to encourage Minister Johnson to keep preaching the word of God. I want to encourage the young children, the young people to keep praising the Lord. Amen. Praise him until he saves you. Amen. You can praise him. You can praise him so hard to God to save you. Amen. Keep rooting for Jesus. God bless the youth department. God bless you.
Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We just give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. For he is worthy to be praised. Amen. We thank God, amen, for this youth Congress. Thank God, amen, for the word of God. It truly was the word of God that saved me one day at the age of 15. How did God save me in my youth? And I praise God for truly I realize that I'm kept today by the power of God. And it takes God to give a man to live right. It takes the power of the Holy Ghost to cause a man to do the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord in the day and time that we live in. But I praise God for the word tonight. Let us know that we have this reconciliation. Amen. We have this opportunity to be connected. Amen. Back to the Father. Amen. When we were disconnected, God has given us a chance to be reconnected. Amen. This was an invitation to Christ. Amen. And we have to offer Christ. We have to offer this salvation to the world. Amen. Somebody be on the line. Amen. They can hear the preached word of God, and God can convict their heart, and they say, what must I do to be saved? Amen. We can lead them to Christ so that they can find, amen, this hope that we're preaching about, this hope that we're talking about. Amen. Because this hope is in Jesus. Amen. We just thank God for, amen, the word. Amen. I want to say to you, minister, keep preaching. Keep on with us, that the Lord. Amen. Because God's word, amen, is for a reason. God does not send his word for naught, but God's word goes out for a reason. And he wants the world to be reconciled, amen, back to the Father, so that they can have hope and not be lost. God bless you.
Amen. Is there anyone else? Our mother? Is there anyone
yes.
Our mother tonight?
Yes, a sister.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am, a sister would like to say something.
Yes, go ahead.
Troy. I enjoyed your message. It was real good, and I appreciate it. And keep on preaching. Sister Martha, I love you. Mommy, always. I thank you for the service.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
At this time, we're going to have, amen, one of our youth respond to the word of God. Lyric Patterson.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank God for being here. Thank God for this night. Thank God for the Youth Congress and Minister Troy. Continue to keep preaching the word, and I thank God for bringing this word to me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we want, them to pay attention to what God is saying through his word of God. Amen. And this is how, amen, you're drawn to the word of God through God's word. You're drawn to the Lord through God's word. Amen. That your soul can be saved. Amen. We thank God, amen, for our youth responder, Lyra Patterson. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of service over to, amen, our overseer and president, Pastor Jack. Can we greet him with a hearty amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Just thank God for his word.
Thank God for his word.
Amen. We thank God tonight for this 37th Annual U.S. Congress. Amen. We thank God for amen. All the ministers, bishops, the deacons, the lay members, mothers, everybody that's on the line that listen. Amen. We thank God for the beautiful message coming from Minister Charles Johnson. He tried of his soul. I want just to tell him, keep on preaching the word of God. Amen. If he was, I belong to God. Amen. All souls belong to God. It's not God's will that any should perish, but all come unto repentance. And most of all, I thank God tonight for our young people, them that are on the line tonight. They have a mind and want to work for the Lord, and that's a good thing. And I want to encourage them to continue, amen, to do things for the Lord. Amen. That's right. Keep on working for the Lord. Amen. Don't get in hoop with the devil, because he's out to destroy you. The Bible says, he come but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, he come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, more than enough. Keep on holding on to Jesus. And I want to say to you that know him, draw closer to him. You that don't know him, get to know him, because time is winding up. We don't know the day and we don't know the hour when our Lord should come, but he's soon to come. Amen. You don't want to be lost. Don't let your labeling tall and be in vain. Amen. Give your life to the Lord. Amen. He's willing and able to save you. I want to encourage everyone that listens on this line tonight, amen, to be encouraged. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, get to know him. Amen. You that know him, continue to seek him. And I pray to God that you will be in health and strength and prosper even as your soul prosper. Amen. Continue to pray for me. I need your prayers. Amen. I want to say to the people of God, keep the faith. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep trusting him because he's soon to come. Amen. You look at the world today, things that are going on in the world today. Amen. The prophecy of the Bible are being fulfilled. Amen. So let's continue to seek the Lord. Stay under the blood. Stay in his will. And amen. Let's continue to pray for one another. And I'll steer us back into the hands of the moderator.
Amen. We praise God. Amen. We thank God for the service thus far. We thank God for all the remarks. Thank God for overseeing. Amen. And President, Pastor Jackson. Amen. Let's continue to keep him in prayer. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For the space and opportunity. Amen. And lastly, I want to hear from our youth. Can we get a hallelujah?
That's all right, you.
Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Already? Hallelujah.
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 That's all right, you.
We praise God for our youth for tonight. Amen. Now the next worship here, amen, be that of, amen, Sister Alice Johnson. Amen. Our general youth president. Thank God for her. Let us say hallelujah again. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I love you, Jesus. God is good. We thank God for our beautiful word. God tonight. Because I'm Mr. Johnson. Yes, he's my brother, blood brother, but most of all, he is my spiritual blood brother. And I just thank God for all. I thank God for the true word of God. I belong to God. I belong to God. And I thank God for a lyric coming forth. And if you notice what she said near the end, she said she thanked God for that word to her. It was a personal thing. It was a personal message. I belong to God. God loved me so much that nothing that I could have done, no place where I have gone, that will stop him from loving me. There's nothing that you could have done down the time of your life, no place that you have gone. All we have to do is ask God to forgive us of our sins, repent of our sins. And he told us that he's faithful, he's willing, and able to forgive us of our sins.
Amen.
So that's the love that God
belong to God. Young people, I want you to repeat after me.
Years old to the 70s.
Yeah. The Lord, in the house of the Lord. No, we didn't make it do everything right. No, we didn't cross everything. No, we didn't dot every I. But
yeah.
God has kept us.
Amen.
He has kept us. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Yeah.
That's a powerful. That is so powerful. That's the power of God. I'm excited about what the Lord has done. I'm excited what he brought for me. I thank God for all of you. I want to let you go. The word of God has come. And we want you to be encouraged. We want you to come back on Sunday morning, those that you can. Those that you are holding services at your local churches, we want you to be encouraged. Continue to spread the word of God. Let's give God praise.
Yes.
Let's give him praise for what he's done.
Yes.
Let's give him praise for what he's doing right now.
Yes.
Let's give him praise for what he's going to do.
Oh, yes. Thank
God. So we thank God for all of you. Has there been any passage or anything that have... that we missed, that want to say something for the Lord before we go any further.
Thank God.
Okay, before we go any further, we want to ask our dear general assistant youth president, Sister Linda Kitt, if she has anything to say on tonight.
No.
Amen. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the Youth Congress this year. Amen. I thank God for all our youth. Amen. Just let's have a good, blessed time in the Lord this weekend.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of our youth and all those asking of our youth leads to have anything they want to say. And if not at this time, you have plenty of space to take the opportunity while you can. Anyone? I guess not. So we just thank God for all of you for coming out, for being with us on tonight. And we hope, if you were laying down, you were sleepy, I hope the word got you up or woke you up. But the word of God went out tonight, and I thank God for it. So we thank God for all of you. We thank God for all that was said and done. We thank God for Pastor Sharon, who was so willing to assist us on tonight. We thank God for you. And if any other thoughts or comments or messages, Father, we're not going to be long time tonight, but we thank God for you. As I said, if you want to get information on tuning in by video, everything's going to be live on tomorrow on my video. If you want information, please contact us via text or phone or email. All right, if you're not going to blow the time, we thank God for all of you. And we're going to, this time we're going to turn this part of the service and over to back into the hands of the speaker of the hour. And God bless you, Pastor Minister Johnson. Back into your hands for last things and dismissal.
God bless you, sir. Thank you for being on this conference call. Thank God for you. Thank God for the youth. And thank again for God being God. At this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to lift our hands unto the Lord. And if you look at you after me, now to God our Father.
Now to God our Father.
Be glory forever.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful service on tonight. Thank God for you once again taking the time to tune in to the broadcast. And we are so happy that you tuned in. And we do thank God for you. Thank you for all your prayers and for your support. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And we want you to also keep us in your prayers. And all of those who are on the prayer list, let us continue to keep them in prayers, lifting them up before the Lord in prayer. And also, we also will be giving you the phone number for the conference on Sunday night, which will be the climax of the Youth Congress So tune in on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 for our live broadcast. And keep your minds on the Lord. Take this word of God in. It was truly a beautiful message, very encouraging. And we look forward to you tuning in with us again. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.